Now it's
there we go. On the record.
Who's the chair?
I will call the meeting to order, but I want to ask the committee if you would like to choose a chair.
I thought you were the chair.
Well, I know, but I
don't. Margaret was the chair.
She was 1 year, I was 1 year, and that, you know, so.
Why don't we just throw it open?
I'm not. This is actually a very well managed group. I'm not sure we need, quote unquote, a chair to keep us in order.
I think so.
We've got a good agenda. We just follow it.
Yeah.
We should be good.
Plus, you have the public meetings police in here.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Okay. Okay. So do you want to go through the agenda then, Margaret, as the most recent, or?
I don't think it matters.
Doesn't matter. We'll do it together as a group. We have the members other than Annie Aronson, and review number two is our main reason to be here, establish schedule, and then next meeting and that sort of thing. So we, John Lavrakis brought up something right before we were called to order. John, do you want to start the ball rolling?
I would recommend, and I don't know if it's a big deal, that we at least accept the purpose of this group is to fund projects that result in the construction of tourism-related facilities. And that's the purpose of the program. I couldn't find that in here. So if it's a big deal to add, then maybe we don't have to add it. But if it isn't a big deal, then I'd like to see that added to the purpose as kind of a primary sentence.
Well, it says the purpose is intended to guide the city of Newport in accepting applications and considering grant proposals for funding under Tourism Facilities Grant Program.
So right. What's the Tourism Facilities Grant Program?
It's different from saying the purpose of the grant program.
Yeah. As long as we're all in agreement, that's what it's for, because we had big discussion.
The word construction in there, though.
Oh, you don't like the word construction?
Yeah, because not necessarily for building a building.
Well, it's both, yes, remodeling is construction as well.
Oh, I guess remodeling, yeah.
Yeah, the whole point is to do something that's on real property longer than 10 years by definition.
My only thought is, remember the pool? Trying to think, they weren't even to the point yet of having the land and having, you know, they weren't to that point yet, so would that have put them in that, because it's for construction? I mean, I don't know. I think we would need to define that a little bit. I think that's a little broad, but.
Okay, so we could have intended to fund tourism-related facilities, just kind of leave it at that.
But
or foster the development of.
And we're talking about the very beginning of the very opening paragraph, mainly because Julie wasn't here when we did. I mean, I lean towards adding one line that's really, really brief to say this grant program is to create tourism facilities, or just something really, really brief.
How about foster the development of tourism-related facilities? Is that all right?
I like it. I just think it adds the one thing that's lacking from jumping right into guiding Newport.
Okay. So we've got the Tourism Facilities Grant Program is intended to fund
foster
projects.
The development.
Fund projects that foster the development of tourism-related facilities, period. And those words are defined, what tourism-related facilities are. So if that sounds good, then.
Other people?
I wouldn't say foster the development. I would just say development of tourist-related facilities, because they're supposed to be going into improving of real estate. Not fostering the development, but actually developing.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So the grant is intended to fund projects that develop tourism-related facilities.
Yeah. That's even briefer.
Okay.
Does that work for people?
Mm-hmm. Good.
So we will have that one edit so far. Is there any more?
Okay, then. So you have this policy is intended to fund projects that develop tourism-related facilities, comma, and guide the city of Newport in accepting applications.
No, no,
no,
there's
no,
a brand
I,
new
no,
sentence.
No. I think we start
not,
with the grant
it's
program.
It's not the policy.
Is.
It's the per, it's the program. The
program.
Tourism Facilities Grant Program is intended to fund projects that develop tourism-related facilities, period.
Right.
That's the sentence. And then this policy is intended. It goes on.
I was just trying to figure out whether you were deleting the rest of that.
Oh, God, no.
No, no.
No, no,
it's
no.
Just adding that sentence.
No.
That's all. So we're real clear what the program is for.
Okay.
So any other revisions? I just observed that it's got a May 30th date now for the proposals.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another item on the agenda is the establishing the schedule. And that's going to change this document. But until that piece is done, we won't know how to change this.
And we do have 100,000
yes.
to work with. And ours is just a recommendation to the city council. They're the ones that will actually
right.
approve the allocation of funds.
So things that are outside of establishing schedule, we should talk about under number two. And then we'll move on to the schedule. So.
Okay. And in reviewing this, we, down in one of the sections, it says, we're to review and rate all applications. I just point that out.
Now, what page are you on?
This is no page number. It's the section called the instructions. It's
the last paragraph on that page.
Yeah, the last paragraph on instructions, if you can find instructions. Tourism Facilities Grant Instructions. Answer questions completely within the page mm-hmm. limitation.
And you did have a matrix that you used.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. we're to invite qualified applications to submit to make oral presentations. So we've got to schedule that. And then we're to forward our recommendation to the City Council as to which applicants should be awarded funds and the recommended amount. So those are the only things that jumped out to me.
But nothing to be changed?
No, no. We're just reviewing.
Okay.
I'm not changing anything.
Okay.
It's like, I was trying to get my mind, what is it we did again?
We're doing what we did again. Yes.
Yeah.
With a certain amount of money, whatever that amount is that they decide.
Mm.
And what's the essence of whether or not they would like us to give away all the money, part of the money?
Yes, let's get rid of
all of it. It sounds like all of it. It's like we left money on the table. Now they're saying we have 100,000, so they want us to get rid of it.
Well, that's not what they said, but they
did.
100,000 is not that much money compared to the grants that have been awarded over the past few years. I don't know.
It's not like the tail end.
Exactly. You may get one really excellent proposal for $100,000 that mm-hmm. you recommend, and that would be it. Mm-hmm. Because you've certainly recommended grants
That's
of
right.
more than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you might get. If there were only one good grant application for $50,000, then we wouldn't spend it all.
Right, then you'd have to deal with this again next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think they want to get rid of this. That's really
I think I'm getting that sense. Yeah. So we should be drumming the bushes, hey, guys, apply, you know, and sort of get plenty of applications.
Well, we can't do that until we get these dates established.
And there's nothing in here that someone that's already received a grant can apply again? I didn't see anything.
I don't think there is anything like that. But, that would probably be something that this committee might want to consider in reviewing applications.
Just thinking tourism-related facilities, you know, how many more do we have?
There's only so many. And
there's only so many.
Yeah,
there's
bound to be a repeat.
The PAC and both the Maritime Heritage Museum mm-hmm. probably could use more money if they put mm-hmm. together a proposal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get rid of it, then maybe the only way to complete doing it is other people don't bring in the project.
Mm-hmm. Some grant programs, anyone who's ever gotten money is sort of automatically invited to or notified not invited to apply, but notified that it's coming up again, and I don't know if that's going on. But
I'd kind of like to wait to see if we get something different.
It was in the paper at least once. Yeah.
It was, that's right.
Well, and once the dates are established, we'll issue some press releases.
Okay.
You know, those agencies that
people read
look for grant funds are always on the prowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty welcome.
Yeah.
And they can't afford not to.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I used to run a nonprofit, that's why I know that.
So I'm sensing moving on to scheduling. Is that work for people? Okay, checking off number two. Now the next one, number three, established schedule for receipt of applications and review. So this is to do with publishing in the locally recognized media and stuff like that.
So what's a reasonable timeline to give people to do a proposal? Is it a month?
I would say, you know, minimum. I had initially put May 30th in here, but I think it's longer than that.
I would say 6 weeks at least.
At least 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, maybe bump it out to June 30th as the deadline for receipt of proposals.
Okay.
There's no urgency to give that money away this fiscal year. It's going forward into the 2014-15 budget.
Okay.
In fact, it would be, in my mind, hasty to try to do it this year.
Because the council has to consider it on their good time. You know?
Yeah.
There's just not time in this time. Fiscal year.
No.
So June 30th sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
I like it because my vacation will be done by then.
What you don't want to do is
around.
Do it like July 5th or something. And that's terrible. You want to let people get done with it.
Yeah, that's right. You have a
I like that,
point.
June 30th. And I like it being at the end of a month because it's easy to remember, you know, rather than the middle of a month.
Now, let's see, what other dates are in here?
Well, the next thing is, we have to give us time to review their proposals. So they arrive on the 30th, so we need a couple of weeks minimum, but we're over the 4th of July, so we've lost a week.
Right, and I mean, I would say, and I don't have my calendar here, but I wouldn't think you would want to schedule your review until mid-July, for example.
2 weeks later.
Right, that gives the staff time, because we're
and mentally, I'm
behind you.
Yeah, mentally, I'm kind of remembering that it was about 2 weeks later that we had our first
review. July 16th would be a Wednesday morning.
Okay,
that's good. As I'm on vacation, the very last week of July.
So July 16th review. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, thanks. Good morning. Sorry to be late.
Good morning.
No worries. Is your mouth numb?
Yeah. It's not numb, but it's. My mind is numb. Not expect much from me.
Well, I think we have time to just do a for Anne's benefit of just a really quick recap.
Okay.
What the only thing that we've done in there is to add a line at the very beginning of page one purpose to say what the grant program is for.
Oh, okay.
And I think we've clarified something there that might help, like new applicants. And they'll get more familiar.
If you go to page 2 of your handout right behind the agenda, I'll read the change to you.
Okay.
Where it says purpose.
Oh, okay.
The first line will now say, this policy is intended to fund projects that develop tourism-related facilities. And then the next sentence will be, I shouldn't say this policy is intended again, but I'll
no, it
out.
Should say the grant program.
Yeah, the grant program the grant will be program. The opening line. And then the policy.
Yeah, then the policy.
Okay. The grant this grant program is intended to fund projects that develop tourism-related facilities. And then
this policy
is intended to guide the city, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Sounds good to
me.
Okay.
And now we're talking about, it's all scheduling, okay. May, June, July. June 30th is the new deadline. Oh, so we just got finished on establishing
that's
that.
That's fine.
And then this, and so then what we would do is we would collect the proposals from various groups and make sure that we had copies, and that would give us a week to put together a packet, and it would allow you a week to review it before you came in here to talk about them. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Is so the week good enough to review? Okay, I'm good with that.
So mm-hmm. the meeting then would be July 16th. My question to you is, at the July 16th meeting, do you want the proposers to come in and do their dog and pony show, or do you want that meeting simply to discuss the proposals and then ask them to come in and make their presentations at a later meeting?
Before, didn't we meet in the morning ahead of time to discuss, and then they came in?
It was kind of back to back, if I remember right.
Does that right. Right. In a pre-meeting, we kind of weeded out ones that didn't need to
come in.
Wasn't that one that didn't fit the?
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't qualify.
Yeah, I think we need to meet first before we schedule interviews.
Okay, so let's schedule July 16th as a committee review.
Right.
And then how about July 30th?
Yeah, give them a couple of weeks. That sounds good.
When do you get back?
I've gone that whole week, the 28th through August 2nd or something, that whole last week of July.
So when is the, let's see, August, how about August 6th?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
For the presentations by proposers.
But we're not going to publish that date yet because they'll be invited one by one to write on that August 6th date.
That's our date.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. But August 6th,
that will be on the website.
Okay, it's a Wednesday also.
So does this hour of the day work for everyone, 10 a.m., or is there a better time?
The problem I have with a Wednesday is I have a standing meeting at 11:30. So a meeting just to review is okay, but if we have interviews that...
So August 6th, you would prefer something that's not a Wednesday, is what it sounds like.
For me, I don't want to interrupt up to others. Tuesday or Thursday is fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, to me and the staff, I hear my phone clacking.
We can do August 5th, Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that period between July 16th and August 6th could be, because we've already done the first review. Maybe we don't need as long. Could go sooner than August 6th.
So maybe still in July then for the presentation.
Well, no, because Julie's gone.
How about August 5th? That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're making progress.
We are. Yep. And now on August 5th, we maybe meet back to back, and we start out with just this group, and then we go into presentations. Like
well,
before or what?
One of the things that you're going to be doing on July 16th is deciding what group
right.
comes to present on the 6th.
Right.
So I don't know that you actually need to have a pre-meeting on August 6th.
Maybe a post-meeting.
Post-meeting, yeah. But I don't think a pre-meeting.
Okay.
We need a post-meeting before.
And maybe make our recommendations.
Your recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because by then we will have thought about it for a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah. So 10 a.m. is fine, and I guess we have to wait and see how many people we have. We might not have that many.
No. And then, but, okay, so 10 a.m., that works, or would you rather have a night meeting? She had a hard time saying that.
Do we have to decide that now? What, can we look at the quantity? And
yeah, let's just wait.
Yeah, if we only have two, then that'll work. If we have seven.
Get it done in the morning. If we have seven, we may have to take all day. Yeah.
Let's keep the July 16th meeting at 10 if that works, and then you can sort out the August.
10 a.m. and August is ? TBD.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that. And you know, I think we're looking at by the end of the day on August 5th, whenever we finish, we have a recommendation to our local city council.
Awesome.
And then they would be doing whatever they want to do.
So, okay, wait a second here. June 30th is the deadline. So before June 30th, this is what happened last year, if I recall correctly. Because before that, I didn't staff this committee. Remember Nicole did it?
Oh, right, that's right. Yeah.
And she left. So there's this piece under the grant application general that says, submit the questions by May 9th so that the task force can reply by May 16th.
Okay.
So if we have the deadline as June 30th, what do you want to do? Do you want to have the questions submitted by June 9th, which is a Monday? And then...
Which questions are these?
Yeah.
They already have a know what to do in the proposal.
We generally allowed them, if they had some problem with what was going on and wanted to ask a question,
yeah.
They could submit questions to us before they put
and
the
ratification. And we didn't handle it by email at one point.
Yeah,
well,
and,
no, we,
and we haven't been
we
overwhelmed
can't.
With questions anyway.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's a big issue, but we should schedule it just in case it's historically been done, even if we don't expect anything. I think it should continue the same way.
And we don't want to do anything over email. That's not
the problem. That's not the
that's
okay. Pretend I never said a word.
I'm sorry, you're so
I didn't hear anything.
Recording.
Didn't I tell you the meeting police were here?
Right? No, I whatever's the right way to do it, we will do it that way. So, we'll have to convene if we need to,
so
but only
yeah.
if we need to.
Yeah, if we convene
so
if we need
9th,
to.
That's fine to have their any questions on the
yeah.
applications mm-hmm. to us.
So let's say June 9th, and then if there are any questions, let's. Try to June 16th would not be an appropriate day to get together because that's a council day, but we can meet on the 17th, Tuesday.
Middle of June, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
That is the week I'm gone, but I don't have to be here for that.
So June 17th.
Yeah. Do it anyway.
Yeah. Answering a few questions shouldn't require all of us.
Yeah. Just going to require 4.
Is that the same time, 10 a.m.?
Yeah. But like Margaret mentioned, there may not be any questions at all. And
right.
so this may be not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so...
By having that, I like having it because I think it's a gesture of inclusiveness to
mm-hmm.
new applicants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. I'm glad I noticed that.
Yeah,
let me just
too.
Quickly look through here to make sure there isn't anything else date-wise that we've missed. Because I think that... The application seemed to work fairly well.
Does anybody have any issues with the application that we didn't previously discuss because they thought about it and didn't like after the fact?
This is long ago. To
turning the question around,
this
is
already
there any
out anyway.
Lessons learned from the last experience we had that come to mind, like,
yeah.
wow, that was
yeah.
really weird how that came out.
Yeah, anything. I mean,
well,
is it
just I don't know how it didn't get through to the pool again that it wasn't money for a study or for purchasing land
mm-hmm.
or I mean, do we need to clarify what this is not to be used for? I mean, that would be so long and involved.
Well, I think one issue that came up was the Newport pool where they weren't even in the Newport jurisdiction, and we went through all this process when they weren't even qualified to begin with, right? So
yeah.
that was, you know.
And that mm-hmm. issue hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
So if that comes up again, it's still in the urban growth boundary, but it isn't in the city.
Because it seemed like for them to annex, they would have had to address all the issues that we had for them anyway. And so.
Before it got to us.
Yeah, so it seems like if they're not meeting the initial Newport requirement.
Yeah, let me just check something in here.
You're talking about the water park folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the definitions page is good, it should help. But like you say, they don't.
Well, one thing that you might say is, you know, the very first section, purpose, this grant program funds projects that develop tourism-related facilities in the city of Newport.
Okay,
yeah.
So and in the city of Newport.
Yeah.
There we go.
Or maybe we should say in the city limits of Newport.
That's fine.
Yeah. In the city.
All right.
Clear out that ambiguity.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's ambiguous, but I don't object to you doing
it. I don't.
It.
I
it's the city of Newport doing something. You would expect the city of Newport to do it within the city of Newport because it's city of Newport funds. It's...
Yeah.
Stating it, I have no objection to, but I'm not sure it has to be stated.
I agree with
yeah.
you totally, but I feel like this, you know, it might be easier for you as a committee to say, we are not reviewing this application because it doesn't comply with the purpose of the program.
Right, because we went through actually 2 rounds of doing their grant application when they shouldn't have even applied at all, really.
Yeah.
It saves them time, saves us time.
Yeah.
And there apparently is ambiguity, so we'll clarify it.
So adding city limits of Newport's been done without objection.
What I'm going to do is I will revise this and email it to all of you just for your review. If you
okay.
have a comment on it, don't okay. reply to all. Just reply to me.
Okay.
Because when you start replying to all, it creates a public meeting.
Oh, it does?
Oh.
Wow. Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Okay.
And now, has anyone contacted the city indicating they're going to put in an application?
No, I haven't heard of. I don't even know, frankly, Stan, whether people are aware that the council has.
There was that one article in the newspaper.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody responded to it.
I haven't heard anything. I mean, I wouldn't expect, like you heard here earlier, that some of the former grant recipients might apply. But I also suspect that there are other potential projects. Right. I don't know what they might be.
Is there more on established schedule? We have the schedule now for asking questions and getting a response from us, which is within about a week, roughly a week.
Well, on schedule, we have July 16th at 10 a.m. to review proposals. Is that
correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm still concerned because it's a Wednesday that it's a problem for me.
I thought we changed that.
Is it a Wednesday or?
Just a minute.
16th is a Wednesday.
I changed it to.
Is it 17th or 15th?
Is the 15th a Monday?
Mine shows 15th to Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Oh, that's what I thought we changed it to.
Oh, well, that was August 5th. So it changed to July 15th instead of 16th.
Thank you.
What page is that?
We are looking at...
Oh, okay. There's no page.
We are now looking at July 15th, a Tuesday.
To review.
10 a.m. still. Mm-hmm. Grant review. TF grant review.
I'll also send these revised documents out, so if you see something I missed, let me know directly to me, and we'll fix it.
Your Roman numerals aren't in order.
Is that right?
1, 2, 3, 6. Good catch.
She's being good creative. Catch.
You know, I was dyslexic that day.
Well, there's something that'll be moot at the end of our meeting today.
So do you mind running through the dates one more time?
Yes. No, I don't mind.
Okay. Everybody jot these down.
Yeah, let's write them down. Okay, so the deadline for receipt of proposals is June 30th.
Mm-hmm. At 5, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
It says that in here.
Okay.
Questions are due by, I had written that down.
June 9th. 5
questions
o'clock.
June 9th at 5. Response to questions.
17th if needed.
June 17th if needed. Presentations by proposers. Wait a second.
No, then is the Lizard deadline movie. For their apps. Then we have our...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have... A review.
Review July on July 15th at 10, mm-hmm. where we determine who's going to present.
Yeah, and presentations are August 5th.
At time to be determined.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you don't have your vacation scheduled this summer, you're simply not going.
Yes, really.
Around this.
Around this. That'd be great. Okay. And then the goal is that at August 5th by 5 o'clock, we hand it over to them as a recommendation.
Yeah, and that would not go to council until... So August 5th is a Tuesday, so that could go August 18th. But the council, last time, and I'm not sure why they did this, but the last round, they also had the proposers present to them.
And it said, it's stated in here, which seems redundant to me, but it's their call.
Well, I think it's because it was their first time as a council dealing with this, because remember, we were established under one council, and then they came in, and they had to, I guess.
I kind of personally felt it was kind of redundant, because I was like, why do you want us to do all this work if you're going to do it yourself?
I hope that doesn't happen.
Me too, because as a volunteer, I mean, we're all busy.
Otherwise, why do you spend all this time? And I think one counselor brought that up.
Yeah.
I
think I said that, too.
Well, we'll have a council liaison typically at these meetings, and so hopefully they'll be able to share that information. But there's no need to have that happen.
And then
in my mind.
Do you know who the liaison is?
It's Dean Sawyer, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Dean order Sawyer. At the city council meeting, like they said, a couple people can come, but we were given no direction, like, when they want us up there, what do they want us to say? What do they, you know, do they want us to explain the whole thing or just say, we have recommended this period and be gone?
There was no direction.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think they knew.
So. The liaison should help us with these things.
Well, I think this time, you know, if there's any counselors that are curious, invite them to be in, you know, to sit in on any of these. That way they won't have to sit up there.
I will ask them if three of them would like to show up. Otherwise, you have to have a joint meeting.
Oh, wow.
Because now
this particular round, we have a new mayor and new city manager and half the council is different from the first two, right? So it's a whole new group.
I think Sandy was the mayor.
No, I think it's the same council that we went in front of last year.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was it? Okay.
It is the same council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sawyer Swanson, Busby.
Beamer.
Yeah.
Rimu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first time they were different. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Good. Is there anything more on established schedule? Everybody jotted down some stuff. We'll move on to comments. We've been making comments all along.
I was just
shall
we continue?
There.
That was going to be one of my comments. The frustration that we had last time and the redundancy of having to go before council. I think pretty much there was one counselor that drove most of that in his quest to redefine what a tourism facility was.
David Allen.
Well, I'm not sure it was redefinition of tourism. He was confusing two different statutes. There are two different definitions of tourism.
Yeah.
And he seemed to want to do whatever he could to put a knife into the city manager more than anything else.
Yeah, he may have been trying to derail any efforts by Boberg.
But I don't even think, I think if the people requesting the grant are invited to come that night, I don't think it's necessary for them to present to the city council there. I mean, they've done that to us. We've made the recommendations. They had every person, like OMSI went up there. They all went up there. So I don't think that's necessary for them to do that.
Well, then, but the guidelines have that, right? So allow the city council.
It is written in here, and so it could be that we could delete that section. It's in here somewhere.
If it's in there, I suggest that it's pretty late in the game to change the process.
Really?
Yeah. So it's the top. Are there under instructions? There's two pages. The second page at the top it says, applicants recommended to the city council will be expected to make an oral presentation before the city council.
I think it's the next page, Julie.
Will be expected. You don't think we should try to change that line?
Maybe asked.
How about that?
Yeah, let's just modify the line and not delete it.
Right. Take the will out, make it a may.
Mm-hmm. Good catch.
Maybe asked or maybe
asked is
requested.
Good.
Maybe, yes, not expected. So may and then
maybe
requested.
That's really
requested.
Good. That's a good, mm-hmm.
that's a good change.
That doesn't force it. And there's no expectation then that they will have to do it.
Okay.
Because I agree, it was pretty redundant last year, and it was almost like, what did this group
just finish doing?
Yeah, exactly.
This is not the only time and place where that happens, and it's really important to be an advisory group that matters. Mm-hmm. You know, it really helps to get volunteers to do things in the future. So, mm-hmm.
And next meeting, we'll have. I'll make sure that Dean gets here.
Okay.
The new city manager may instigate changes in process to speed up council meetings and so forth. I think that's one of his objectives.
He has. Mm-hmm. We have awesome meetings now.
How so? I may start coming again.
Yeah. Well, let's just say that we're now leaving before 10 or 11
10 or
at
11.
Night.
That's got to be a good thing.
Which puts me home at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
More comments from the floor. Did we cover comments?
I was just curious on why, you know, I know the presentation of a few of us for the city council. Well, I know other members can come to that meeting. What was the story on that again?
Well, I'm not sure I understand your question, but if you have a quorum of an appointed government body, which you people are, and so is the council, even though they are elected, if you have a quorum of both bodies, it has to be a joint meeting. It has to be noticed as a joint meeting. So if we have four councilors come to your meeting for the presentations by applicants, then it's a joint meeting. It's not a big deal to make it a joint meeting, but you have to know in advance, because if you don't know in advance, then you have to throw somebody out.
No, I meant for when the group presented to city council that only the designated members could present and everybody else had to not come.
Oh, I remember that.
It's the same problem. Yeah, because
we had to designate somebody
to go. Otherwise, it would have had to be a joint meeting of the city council and this group.
That's right.
Because you would have had a quorum of this group. Okay. Anytime you have a quorum, it has to be a joint meeting.
But we can have three, right?
Yeah, we can have three. And you can have a quorum as long as I know in advance and I'm able to advertise it that way. For example, we recently had a council meeting where the majority, that doesn't look like it's running, is it? Oh, yeah. Where the majority of the bicycle pedestrian committee showed up. I mean, the whole committee showed up and no one said anything. So three of them had to leave. And they were aggravated.
It's just simply because of the public meetings law that you can't hold a secret public meeting without advertising.
That's why
you have a meeting as soon as you have a quorum.
And that's why you can't discuss this on the email, because if you discuss it among yourselves on the email, that essentially creates an unnoticed public meeting. And the public in Oregon has the right to see the deliberations of this body.
Okay. So that, as we continue to try to take care of everything we can today, because we won't be able to discuss it until we see these applications more than a month from now.
Mm-hmm. You can anything send else me today? Your comments, but just don't hit send to all.
Got it.
You know, reply to all.
Yes, it's so easy to do.
Yeah, don't do that, and then we'll be fine.
Okay.
I want your comments so that we can get this done right.
Yeah.
But if we all start engaging in a discussion, then...
Yeah, so things that are procedural, things that are, you know, question, factual, you know, that kind of thing that Peggy can get for us.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like. But not a full-blown discussion as you would do in a group. Anything more on comments? Moving on to... the next meeting of this group, we've already talked about that.
Yeah.
And develop agenda, we will have an agenda.
Yeah.
Our next meeting is the response to questions in June, right? Mm-hmm.
If needed.
June the 9th, if needed. Mm-hmm. Or June the
17th.
17th.
So that agenda is known. Otherwise, it'll be July 15th, and we'll review the proposals.
And we will have
and
a simple
agenda is known.
Simple right. agenda that talks about our review.
Okay.
Awesome.
Great. Did we do our job?
We did. Yeah.
Anything more for the good of the floor?
That's really good.
Hey, you know, it's gone from 1 million to 100,000, and maybe our little deliberation should shrink too.
Is the meeting adjourned?
I'm adjourning the meeting, hearing no further business from the floor.
At 10:40. That was